G-9, Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. After several hours spent in a secure room within the previously unknown to him basement level of the Buenos Aires Gravesen, a period that was uncomfortable primarily due to where this meant he couldn't be, rather than where he was, Mesut Demir had never been more relieved to re-enter a hotel suite in all of his life. After the initial shock of the guard arriving at his door, Mesut had quickly realized he was under protection rather than detention. The prestigious company he saw within the high-security basement complex reassured him, what with a page alongside the likes of U.S. President Valerie Slater striking him as a safer one to be on than any that involved him being alone in his suite. The problem was what he had been forced to leave behind in that suite, and upon re-entering it, Mesut ran straight for the computer. Breathing his deepest ever sigh of relief, he then navigated to the page from which he could disable the post that would have shared his images from Dortolu Tepe with the world if anything had happened to him. Once Mesut's otherwise untalkative personal guard had confirmed that the earlier security scare had been ruled out as any kind of genuine threat, Mesut made the decision to postpone his post and reset the timer back to 10 hours just as soon as he could. There were no hiccups in the process now that he was able to do so, but the whole episode left Mesut considering that the makeshift dead man's switch probably wasn't the sensible measure he'd first thought. His mood on this had solidified through the night, cursing his rashness when it looked like this false alarm of a security operation would lead to the unnecessary revealing of the explosive carvings of Earth's ancient alien visitors. The continued absence of William Godfrey, as well as Dan and Tara, revealed to him by the guard at the same time he was released from the basement, came as very unwelcome news. Mesut didn't have to switch on his TV to know that the public would be growing increasingly concerned by all of this, much less that a sudden online dump of contextless images from Dortolu Tepe could have made things on that front a million times worse by introducing the idea that other aliens, besides the friendly messengers, may have been behind the abductions. With an alarm set for 9.5 hours away, an additional line of defense against accidentally missing the deadline to postpone his post again, as he would continue to do for as long as he was safe and deemed it necessary, Mesut was ready to try to get some overdue sleep and hopefully wake up later in the day refreshed and ready to go. Hoping beyond hope that he would also be waking up to good news about Godfrey, Dan, and Tara, Mesut was still lucid enough to know it made no sense to leave his computer lying around in the open. He walked over to the safe, each step increasing his gladness that the computer had been untouched on the couch when he returned from the basement, then entered the code. It hit him like a truck. Where once had been the handful of printed photos and the USB backup of every image and piece of video footage from Dortolu Tepe, Mesut now saw nothing but his passport and informational printouts for his flight back to Turkey. Mesut Demir's heart had been positively pounding when the guard first took him away, creating the unpalatable chance of the images leaking out to an unprepared world. Now, however, his pulse didn't even quicken. The odd sensation felt far more like defeat than fear, as Mesut realized how bad things really were. Now, the images weren't just in the public domain, where they could lead to fear and disorder among an already unsettled global populace. Mesut could guess the identity of the thieves with some conviction, if not any level of certainty, and he had little hope of things like security camera footage being available from the time of a security operation, which suddenly seemed awfully convenient. Because Mesut knew there was another offline backup of all the files at Fiori Frontieri in Colorado Springs, he wasn't immediately concerned that the thieves would seek to bury the story. That didn't seem likely for other reasons, too, chiefly that Mesut wouldn't have been left unharmed if the motive had been to silence him, but it also, more generally, didn't seem like the thing to be most worried about. For with Earth so lacking in visible leadership and its citizens so fearful of what might happen next, Mesut knew that the truly concerning possibility was that his images and videos might now be in the hands of an individual or group who wanted to do the opposite of bury the whole thing. A group who could reveal it all in far more damaging ways than a contextless data dump.